just the other side of Wall in Mississippi. Oh, wait a minute. My nephew was driving.
It wasn't your own car then?
No. No, my niece had just had, this is the second one in 2 months that she'd had torn off. And 2 wrecks.
Just bad weather or just?
No, this woman was just driving too fast and wasn't paying attention to where she was, I guess, and ran off and off the road and back onto a abutment of a bridge, and we were on the bridge and just hit us. We never did know what hit us. Knocked us clear off the other, opposite side of the road and hit a tree, and that's what I suppose woke us up, because we didn't even know what hit us. But she must have been driving pretty fast. We were not driving fast, because I had told my nephew, I said, now I'll go with you if you promise you won't drive over 50 miles an hour.
Well, it's no point making a trip unpleasant. People get on, especially these interstate highways, and they just drive overhead.
Well, I was going really for just a visit, pleasant visit to Memphis. Spent it in the hospital.
You were injured?
All the side of my face. I thought it was broken and my nose and all, but it turned out that it wasn't. But there were terrible scars. Looking, they cleared up. It was in June.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were all lucky to be able to be living.
I have to admire you for your courage if you went back to driving.
Well, I let my car stand up 2 months.
2 months, and then you were back. All right, well, I'm sorry for that interruption.
It's all right.
The place where outside the barn and around the barn where the cattle are kept, is that a barnyard or a cow lot?
Barnyard.
There's lots on it, familiar or not?
Lot?
Yes.
Well, it was used, yes. The lot, barn lot. Both terms, well, I'm sure.
And where they graze?
Pasture.
And I see a lot of cotton here. Do they grow a great deal of cotton in the Rio?
Well, there's not as much grown now because the government, you see, has taken over a lot of the cotton, but there used to be a big cotton market here.
Mm-hmm. And tilled by hand, I suppose.
Yes. And we had cotton gins, of course.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to know what the hired hands said when they were getting weeds out of the cotton? They had to go out and
hoe?
Was it hoe? Or
yeah.
Did we hear chop?
Well, they did chop cotton, yes.
What does that mean? Does it mean just pulling out weeds?
They're getting the weeds out. And I suppose tilling it too, you know, with the hoe. I mean, working the. But they did chop cotton, all right, that's right.
And do you remember what kind of grass was in the cotton field that had to be chopped?
Johnson grass, yes.
What was
Oh, yes. That's the bane of their existence. The farmers.
And would you tell me something about the names for different kinds of areas growing, well, anywhere from cotton to
cotton fields.
Fields, and what would be smaller than fields?
Patches. Cotton patches.
Okay. Suppose your family would grow its own vegetables. That would be a vegetable
garden. Garden.
And that would be smaller than
yes.
And if it had a fence around it, do you recall the different kinds of fences you had when you were
picket fence.